The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Thomas. John, sorry. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. I know that nobody here in this parish can relate to being a doubting Thomas. But for those other people over there, other parishes, we'll talk about them. I think it's the number one, I guess, critique or complaint I hear is our lack of faith in God to work according to our will. Because I have better ideas than God does, that's for sure. I'm far superior, smarter than him, and I know exactly what to do because I'm the creator of the universe. Oh, wait, sorry. That's how we think. Like, when I pray, I'm very upset 90% of the time because they're not answered according to my will be done. I know that's never happened to you, but for those other people out there that we'll talk about those people. Because Thomas gets a bad rap. I mean, who else was doubting? Everybody else. But why did he get the nickname? Just because he spoke first. He voiced the opinion of everybody else. Like, "Hey, unless I see those marks and the marks here, I'm not going to believe." Well, they already seen it, so they didn't have to believe. They had to be told by Mary and Martha and Mary Magdala to tell them, "Hey, look, Jesus rose from the dead." Yeah, sure. Let me go take a look. I don't really believe you. So doubting and betrayal, Thomas and Peter and Judas, we're all those together. We've done one of those things somehow in our lives. But Thomas still had the humility to accept that he was wrong. And that takes a lot of humility to accept that your way of thinking is wrong. Because to be a true intellectual and a true disciple of Christ, the truth should always be something we go after and understand. And to always understand that you and I are not God, and we are not the smartest people in the universe. God is. And so Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." Now, in certain cultures, they say that when they hold up the host, "My Lord and my God, and the precious blood, my Lord and my God." I think it's a great tradition. I say it to myself quietly when I say Mass. And I say a few prayers or just something that comes to my head that I want to say to Jesus. But it's something that we should think about. We should, that because of what Thomas says, is a tradition during the Eucharist. "My Lord and my God," that's Jesus Christ. But Thomas is the apostle to India. And I remember one of our Indian priests, kind of a religious, was talking about Thomas, St. Thomas. And then he said that St. Thomas is the one who brought the faith to India. And don't tell us differently. Maybe they didn't know for sure, but probably. And they didn't want to be convinced. It wasn't true. Just like St. Anthony of Padua is from Portugal, but being Italian, he's Italian. So we don't care if he's from Portugal. We call him Italian. So I can understand that. But when you look at the life of Thomas and what he represents, us who are doubters 100% of the, 90% of the time of our life, that we doubt God listens to our prayers, and we doubt God listens to the prayers that we want him to answer according to our will. And I'm going to tell you a true story. God does listen to our prayers, but doesn't necessarily do it the way we want. Now, this is a very, very big, big story. I was a seminarian, and my mom and I were having a discussion about, should I get ordained at a local parish here in Montebello called St. Benedict's? I was baptized there back in the... So when I was there for a funeral, it was the first time I'd been there since my baptism. So my mom and I were going back and forth. Should I get ordained there as a priest where I was baptized, or San Gabriel Mission, where we staff right now? We went back and forth, got kind of heated, and I hung up the phone, and I went inside the Blessed Sacrament Chapel in the seminary, and I said, Jesus, I have faith, but I need a sign from you. So that was a Thursday night. Friday night comes with some friends, young adults. A friend of mine comes up to me and gives me a crucifix. Great, thank you. The meeting finishes. I open up the box, and the crucifix was a St. Benedict crucifix. I was just saying, should I get ordained at St. Benedict's Church? I said, oh my gosh, the Lord listened to my prayer. I got my sign. So anyways, I got ordained at San Gabriel Mission. God would told me, that was the best lesson I ever had. Jesus was listening to my story. He said, because I asked for a sign, he gave me a sign, but it wasn't his will that I get ordained at St. Benedict's, but over at San Gabriel. So he's still listening to our prayers, but might not be the way we want it to be answered. So Thomas, the doubter, who got tagged for that for all eternity, I don't doubt this, that God answers all of my prayers. Please stand.